The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Okay. I hope... Good morning, everyone. I hope we're alive. I think we are. So, this morning's topic, it's Start Your Day, the Torah Way, Northwest London, Chaf Dalet Sivan, Tov Shin Pei, Tuesday, 16th of June, Rabbi Dani Kedar of Moshe on the validity of civil marriages and non-halachic marriages. So welcome, everyone. So this morning what I want to do is go through three or four tshuvas of Rabbi Moshe regarding the status of a marriage which took place civilly. So the couple live together, and they've gone to the secular registration, and they've got married together, but they never actually had kiddushin. And to contrast that with the Moshe's shita, with regards to non-halachic marriages, i.e., let's say marriages which take place through a reform rabbi or a conservative rabbi, or these types of things, which one would be worse? Would it be worse? What would need to get more? Let's put it that way. What would need to get more? A kiddushin done through a reform rabbi, or no kiddushin done, but the couple have lived together under civil marriage for many years. What needs to get more? So that's what I want to go through and try to understand. Moshe's got a big chiddush on this whole sugya. And what comes out from Moshe is that you can have actually a chasam and kala doing the exact same thing in one setting, and that being kosher and needing a get, and you can have a chassan and kala doing exactly the same thing in a different context, in a different setting, and that not being a ma'aseh kedushin at all. That's really amazing, that you can have the same actions happening, but what makes all the difference in the inyan, whether the couple needs a get or not, is the context of how it happened. So, in order to understand this, we need to start right from the beginning. And we need to see the first tshuva of Moshe regarding this was with regard to a chasan and kala exchanging rings under the chuppah. So this was an Orthodox Rav. He asked Moshe, this was in 1970, he was after the Shilas. It's 50 years ago, exactly. So the chasan and kala, the chasan is going to give the ring, he's going to say, Hariat Mekudesh Shtib Tabaz, Zoy Kedat Moshe Yisrael, absolutely fine. Afterwards, the kala wants to give a ring to the chassan and to say to the chassan, behold, you are betrothed to me. Hare atom kudosh li betabar zoytas. Just like he does to her that he betrothed her, he's mekadosh her, so too, she is mekadosh him afterwards. And this is being done in the context of an Orthodox setting. You've got a rav, a shemitari, a mitzvot, etc. What would be the status? Would firstly, is this mutter to do so? And secondly, if it did happen, would this be a valid kiddushin or not? So Moshe is clear that if this was to happen, it would be a valid kiddushin. Although we're told, the Shulchan Aruch tells us very clearly in Eben Ezer, Simon Chavzayin Tivov, Omar lo hareini ishech, harei baalech, hareini arusech, einoi klum, afilo hoi medab, eimo tchela iski kiddushin, mishum dechsib, ki ikach isha, velo ishi ikach isatmeh. Shulchan Aruch clearly tells us that in order for there to be a kosher kiddushin, the Torah tells us ki yikach ish isha. A man takes a woman, i.e., he has to take her, he has to be kaddish, he has to betroth her and take her into his reshut, not vice versa. Not that the isha it takes the man into her reshut. It has to work that the chassan is taking the kala into his reshut and not vice versa. And if it did happen that way, i.e. the kala took the chosan into her reshus, that's an invalid kiddushin, no get needed, nothing, no validity to it at all. But that's the devotion is in a case where that's all that happened, that she's in the kaddushim. But in a case where he's in the kaddushim and does everything as he's told to do, and he does it in the presence of shteidim kasherim, two kosher witnesses, areyat the kodeshes libe tabazoi, everything's fine, he's Mekadosh. At that point, she is now Mekadosh. And she is called an Eishes Ish, and she would need to get to go and marry someone else. Now, the fact that then she goes and does something negative halacha, and she's Mekadosh him, says the Moshe, there's no validity to it. There's no substance to it. It's just a waste of time what she's done. But it's not gonna take away in any sense from the Maaseh Kedusha. Maaseh Kedusha has been done. He's been Mekadesha. She's now Mekodeshet and Reishas Ish. Well, she does after that, she gives the ring to him and she says to him, Hareat Mekodeshet, okay, that's nothing to do with anything. That's been done and that's fine. So that would definitely be Mekodeshet in this context. And no, pay attention to this, only in this context. And I'll explain what I mean, why I'm emphasizing only in this context later on. In such a context as a Moshe, it's a kosher Kedushin and it's fine. I'll read out to you. It is Rav Moshe in Eben Ezer, of course. Simon Chele Gimel Simon Yudche. He writes, "Vaday la'inyan kiddushin mi'acha shekvar nitzkatsham kedin heim kiddushin gemurim u'mashe gam hi nosna v'gam omra mashe omra heim divrei hevel lushtus." Okay. However, continues Rav Moshe and says two reasons why this is also to do. In the first instance, we must do this. If it happens, okay, it's kosher, and she's Mekodesh. Someone shouldn't allow this to happen. Why? He says two reasons, and he's bothered more with the second reason. The first reason he says is potentially is the Chukas Hagon, because this is what happens in non-Jewish weddings, in, you know, where you have the priest and the officiator, where he gets together, Chasam and the Kala, the bride and the bridegroom, and they exchange rings. And this is typically what happens in non-Jewish weddings. Therefore, for this to occur in a Jewish wedding, would be potentially which according to some Rishonim applies even in things which don't have a Sirach Avodah Zarah. According to some Rishonim, it's only when there's an Avodah Zarah involved. Okay, Rav Moshe says perhaps this is a Chukas Hagon. But the main reason why Rav Moshe holds this also is Nidame, it's the Gemara and Shabbat. The Gemara and Shabbat tells, we know that for a kosher mikveh, it has to be Mayim Chaim, it can't be Mayim Shovit. It can't be drawn water. So the Gemara tells us what used to happen is that people used to use the mikvah. Ma'ara used to use it in springs. Everything would be fine. This is 2,000 years ago. They would use the springs and they would become tahar. And then it's dirty water. You know, they've gone in dirty water, being the tar themselves. And then they would go and take water, mayim shuvin, drawn water, and pour on themselves clean water to make themselves now hygienically clean as well. So they go to the spring water and they tar themselves, they tovel in the mikra and they become kosher and tahor. But then, in order to get rid of any dirt, they would pour mayim shuvin on themselves. And so lechora, there's nothing wrong with that because the ma'aser they've gone to the mikra. Yes, afterwards they pour mayim shuvin. What's wrong with that? The Gemara says no. It's also why, because shemi avoy, they're going to come to say that Mayim Shuvim is Matariu. People think, look, I see them go to Mikvah, and I see them pouring Mayim Shuvim. I don't know which one does it. It's kosher. So therefore, it's also to do so. So you see from this is the Moshe, that whenever you do something which clearly is going to take away from, and it's going to make people forget the Ikar Hadin, it's also to do so. And he says, this is going to cause, if we allow this to happen, that Kala gives the ring to a Chosim, under the chuppah, and this is going to cause people to forget Din Kiddushin. And they're going to think, okay, so I've been in 100 years' time, if we allow this to happen in 100 years' time, people are going to say, okay, yeah, normally I go to a chassan, normally the chassan gives the ring to the kala, and kala gives the ring to the chassan. By the way, I'm not discussing now, this is beyond this year, and perhaps if we have time, we'll discuss at the end whether a man's allowed to wear a ring at all. But Moshe addresses this in another teshuva. If we have time, I'll touch on that very briefly then. But assuming that's fine, which Rav Moshe does hold, Meikir Hadin, it's fine. Again, if I have time, I'll touch on it at the end. Assuming there's no issues with that, then in 100 years' time, people think, look, just like a chassid can give a ring to a kala can give a ring to a chassid. And people think you can just do that and be yotzed in kiddushin with that. So he says, Ube'etze mili yasaiti shu isu godol sharei ze oisin shi ishkach שישוחח מהרבה דין קידושין ושיקחס דין, אף שלא בלשום קלקו, איסור לב, etc. So basically he says, this is also to do so, this is going to cause people to have the wrong impression what Maaseh Kiddushin is, and therefore, although if it happened, if the Chosin did the Maaseh Kiddushin, and he gave the ring to the Kala, and he said, that would be fine, and there would be kosher. B'dieved would be kosher. But lechatchila, it's also for a rav to officiate, to be mesadik kedushin in such a case. Number one, kenzayin, it's chukas agoy. And secondly, more importantly, this is going to cause people to think that you can do kedushin just through a woman giving a ring to a man, which is obviously utter, because the Torah tells us, ki yikach ish isha, the man has to take the woman and not vice versa. So, that's clear. And by the way, Rav Moshe says that if in another teshuva, he says, if remember 50 years ago, sometimes Rabbonim had positions in communities which weren't necessarily strictly Orthodox. And Rav Moshe says, if a Rav finds himself in a position where he's being forced to do so, to Mesadr Kedushin in such a place, he says, I read out to you, this is in Chelik Dalet Simen Yud Gimel, Ochshenizdamin Lerav Echot Beizer Chasna Shemachrichin Oisei Vuhu Onus Vepanososei Laatis HaKidushin Dafke Boifin Shakal Otitin Gamkim Tabat Lechosen Torich Loidia Oisom Vegam Lehoedim Ki Rak Nisines HaChosen Lehakala Im Kinyin HaKidushin Nisines HaKala Lechosen Meshayich LaKidushin Klal Elu Rak Matona Ba'almo, etc. Similarly, if a Rav is forced and is very concerned that he may lose his parnosa if he doesn't agree to doing so, then he may do so. He may be in a sad position in such a case. They should make it very clear to everyone there and to the Edim and to the Chosan and Kala that what's making the Kiddushin is the Chosan giving the ring to the Kala and not vice versa. And what she gives the ring to him is just extra supplementing what he's doing, but nothing halachically. No halachic status to what she's doing. Okay. So that's what comes out from this first Tshuva of Rav Moshe. It's Isur Gadol, also for a Kala to give a ring under the Chuppah to the Chosan, because number one, Chukas HaGoy, number two, this will cause people to forget Din Kiddushin. If it happens, then it will be a Din Get Kosher. Sorry, it'll be a Kiddushin Kosher, and of course the woman will need a Get in order to remarry. Okay, that's point number one. Now we'll come back to this. Before we come back to this, let's examine Rav Moshe's shita on civil marriage. This civil marriage means a man and a woman, a Jewish man and a Jewish woman, get married together civilly. They go and register in the local office, registration office, in Bantok. They go and register. We are now, they go and take their witnesses, and they give notice as is legally required, and they are now civilly married, and in the eyes of the English law and secular law, this is husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. Cohen. Okay. They live together 3 years, and during this time, they are chozer b'tshuva, and they become shrum again, and they decide they want to live a life of Torah and Mitzvah. First, unfortunately, at the same time, they want to, or perhaps, let's make it more palatable, the case, she, let's say, becomes shrum, and he doesn't. And as a result, she now wants to move on and get divorced and perhaps marry someone else to Shem and Torah and Mitzvah. Does she need a get in order to leave this husband, this Jewish man, who in the eyes of the secular law, they're married, but they've never actually had a Maaseh Kiddushin. They never stood under a chuppah. Can she now go and marry another man, another Jewish man? According to Halacha, can she now marry another man? Or does she need to first get a get from her secular husband? So, this was a famous machlokes going back a long time between Rav Moshe and Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin has a long tshuva about this, and he was masik very clearly that this needs a get. Definitely needs a get. I'm not going to go into the whole reasons for it, but basically he holds that this is another form, this is another way of being, you know, if they live together and by going to the secular court, by going to the secular law, and registering that they want to marry each other, they are basically considered husband and wife afilu from the eyes of halacha. Of course, another important component which he talks about is the fact that we know that isha nikneis b'shloisha drachim. There are three ways a woman can be acquired and can be married to a man, b'kesef v'shtar u'biya. So granted, there was no kesef under the chuppah, there was no nesina tatabas, there was no ring, and there was no shtar, but there was biya. And that biya, nistama, he was ba'al l'shem kiddushin. Nistama, when he had relations with her, he did it l'shem kiddushin, he did it because he wanted to marry her. And therefore, that should create a ma'aseh kiddushin, and therefore should be matrich again. That's Rav Henkin held. Rav Moshe, the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Avadia Yosef, they all held nishtaz. They all held that no, that a purely secular
Kol Halashon
kiddushin, secular wedding doesn't make her hadin, make them chosen and kala. And we're not necessarily choshesh that he was baal l'shem kiddushin, but nonetheless, because of the chashash, all these achronim, the doily achronim are all masik that certainly lechatchila we should be masrich again, unless there's a chashash igun, and that is standard practice in Bati Dinim in Eretz Yisrael, as far as I understand, Chutzaret as well, that when you have a couple who have lived together for a number of years, and now she wants to remarry, and she's never received a get. Lechatchila, we are mastering a get for choshesh shidus Rav Henkin. Rav Avadia says this clearly. Moshe says this clearly. Lechatchila, we should try to get a get. If, however, the husband's not cooperating, the husband's gone, we don't know where he is, whatever it may be. In such a case, chashash igun, we will allow her to remarry without a get. And that's fine. But certainly, lechatchila, we are matrich a get, because shema ba'al l'shem kiddushin. Perhaps he was born l'shem kiddushin, and therefore he was mekadosh, and therefore lechatchila we try to get a get. Okay, so that's number two, the status of civil marriages. Civil marriages, the ma'aseh, what we've said is that the gedor de'achronim basically hold that lechatchila we try to matrich a get, unless it's a chashash igun. In such case, we allow her to be married out again. Now let's move on to point three, and we'll tie this in together with point one and two. So according to what we've learned now, what would you say in a marriage of a Jewish, obviously a Jewish man and Jewish woman, I'm not talking about if they're not Jewish, they're not halachically Jewish man, halachically Jewish woman, who get married together, in a reform ceremony. You have a reform rabbi in a reform synagogue. Perhaps even they register as well. Who knows? Yeah, let's say they register as well probably they register in secular law as well. What would be in such a case? In such a case, would she need a get? Again, same scenario. They got married. She's chozer b'tshuva. She realizes she wants to live a life of Torah and mitzvahs, and she wants to get divorced and go and marry another man. Would a beis din be matrich a get in order for her to go and marry another man? So what would you say? Lechora, lo gora from a civil marriage. She got married under the secular law. She also got married under a reform rabbi in a reform ceremony. So lechora has got the same din as a civil marriage. Lechora she will need a get lechatchila. Now, what happens in a reform marriage? What happens is that you have Aiden, and what they do is they exchange rings. That's part of the official reform ceremony. He gives the ring to the wife, and he says, "Behold, you are betrothed to me according to the laws of Moses in Israel." And he gives the ring to her, and she responds. And she says, "Behold, you are betrothed to me according to the law." And she gives a ring to him. So first he says to Moshe, it's highly unlikely there's going to be Eidim Kasherim. Highly unlikely there's going to be Kosher Eidim, because, you know, a reform marriage, you're not going to have that. But Lu Yitzuya, let's say they have from friends. And they appointed the from friend to be Eidim at such a chafla. So actually, the two Eidim were kosher Eidim. In such a case, which he needs again. Says to Moshe, a major chiddush. You know what Moshe says? He says she doesn't need a get, even if they're eidim kasherim. And not just that, it's gora from if they were just to get married under a secular marriage without any Jewish ceremony. I repeat, a couple who get married in a reform ceremony with a reform rabbi are what need less of a get, i.e. there's less status to the kiddushin, than if they get married without any Jewish ceremony and they just go and register in the local office. Why? What's going on? Says Rav Moshe, I'm going to read out to you and then I'll explain. Says Rav Moshe, in Chelek Gimel Simen Chaf Hey, so there are four teshuvahs all about it. I'm putting together different teshuvahs. I'll just take it for those on the Maram Mekomis, look inside. They're all fascinating teshuvahs. It's worthwhile seeing them inside. They're all Evan Ezer, Chelek Gimel Yutches, Chelek Gimel Chaf Hey, Chelek Dalet Yud Gimel, Chelek Dalet Lamed Beis. Once more, Chelek Gimel Yutches, Chelek Gimel Chaf Hey, Chelek Dalet Yud Gimel, Chelek Dalet Lamed Beis. 318, 325, 413, 432. Okay, so this is in Gimel Chaf Hey. Says Rav Moshe that this is actually worse than just a secular marriage. You know why? He says, because what's the main chashash of Rav why you need to get the chaskila? It's because, look, they went to register with a secular marriage. Then there's a chashash, the Shema Ba'a L'Shem Kiddushin. Perhaps one time during the next 2 years that they're married, he had beer with her, L'Shem Kiddushin. And that beer L'Shem Kiddushin, perhaps that can be Heimim Eidi Ichud, Heimim Eidi Beer. Perhaps people know they live together in this home. That's Eidi Ichud. That can perhaps be considered Eidi Beer. And perhaps at one time, he thought to himself, look, I'm a Jewish man, I'm a Jewish Jew, living with a Jewish woman. You know, if there's anything to it, I want this to be a Jewish wedding. He's had no Jewish ceremony. So there's a chashash that one time during their marriage, perhaps he was Baal Hashem Kiddushin. And that's why lichatchila we should be matrich a get, says the Moshe. But our reform ceremony, where the reform ceremony has no halachic validity, because he says, what's happening is they're just exchanging gifts. There's no Maisa Kiddushin here. The proof is no Maisa Kiddushin is the fact they're exchanging gifts. This is nothing. He's giving a ring to her. She's giving a ring to him. We just, you know, to start our marriage together and to show our love for one another, we're going to give each other a beautiful gift. I'm going to wear a ring. You're going to wear a ring. And Shalom Adisrael, fantastic. We'll live together. They think that this is, this is the Jewish rite. This is what happens. And therefore, when they live together for the next 5 years, that he has no kavana, he's not going to have any kavana to be boy L'Shem Kiddushin. Because for him, he's left any Judaism, he's left any halacha which he considered perhaps under their chuppah in the Reform synagogue with the Reform rabbi, and that has no status at all. And therefore, that's gora from if you were to have no ceremony and you just have a civil wedding, where there you could say, okay, he never had civil and so perhaps I'll do my Jewish thing here one time, I'll be boy L'Shem Kiddushin, therefore I'll be master chaget. Let me read the answer. This is in Chelek Gimel Chaf Hey. He's talking about the reform wedding. This is worse than just secular wedding. The barakos, even the secular realize that there is such a thing as a Jewish wedding, which they recognize they never did. He wasn't soymech on the secular wedding, but Baal Hashem Kiddushin. Avo, the Nisun the Reformer, Ha'oisim she'olchim l'shav ha'i soybrim the zeo dine kiddushin v'nisun shel Yisrael. She'kol ha'be'ilis ha'sim ha'das ha'kiddushin v'shoynim, all future be'ilis are das, that ceremony, Jewish ceremony which we had. She'arein yoydim she'kechisam be'kiddushin she'yitzorich l'ivo l'shem kiddushin chadoshim, l'chein ein b'hem mamish. Etc. Lochain, Dina, Kivan Joya Kedushin Day Reformer Rabbi, Ein Tzorich Hachmer Klal, V'hocha Shiesh Den Bonim, Lecha Gamayla Lachmer Kedushin Day Tikol Azay Tengzila. Says the Moshe Lamaita, there's no Maila to be Masrich Haget Lisatkhila, or Bifra, if they had this reformed couple, Bifrat, if she, this woman who got married, she went and got married to another man, Aridei Chupa V'Kiddushin, and she had a child, then certainly you shouldn't have a guest as a Moshe from the first husband, because that would be Kol Mamzeris on the child born from the second wedding, the Orthodox wedding. Therefore, you shouldn't be. But this is really a huge chiddush. Moshe is saying that the status of a reform wedding is actually worse, i.e. has less halachic status than a secular marriage and needs less of a guest than a secular marriage. Why? Because the whole Maaseh Kiddushin which they do is just, it's every heva, there's no Kiddushin to it. And the Chassan and Kala will be thinking to themselves, the reformed Chassan and Kala will think to themselves, this is where we've done our Jewish bit, and he's not going to be bothered with Shem Kiddushin as opposed to a civil marriage. One final point, and let's now tie in point three to point one. We've said now three things. Point number one we've said is that in an Orthodox setting, in an Orthodox Rav, if the Chosan and Kala exchanged rings, they shouldn't have done so, but it'll be a kosher Kiddushin. Second thing we've said is the status of a civil marriage, lechatchila we matrich a guest, but b'mokum egun we can be meiko. And third thing we've said is that a reform wedding, a non-halachic marriage, is worse off than a civil marriage. It doesn't even really need a guest. Rav Moshe was then asked, this is in the last teshuva in Chelik Dalet Simen Lamed Beis. I don't understand, he was asked. Your teshuva seem to be contradicting one another, because you're saying that a reform wedding, where they exchange rings, there's no validity to that, because it's just they're giving gifts to one another. There's no Maaseh Kiddushin there. But you, in another teshuva, Rav Moshe, you were asked, and an Orthodox couple do so, although the chatchila shouldn't be done, but the everyday were. So what's the difference? Says Rav Moshe, goes to chiddush. He says all the context makes all the difference. I'm going to read out to you the Hebrew, and then I'll explain. Omar shekotav kvoi terasa shekim meduma shekastira the teshuva zu the simin yitches the teshuva shom the yitzchak of kiddush reformer. You are. You, the shayla, asked that there's a stira in my tshuva. Not true, he said. The first tshuva, hoise barav kosher. It was the Orthodox rav. Shesidra kiddushin din asinah sabbat v'chosan la'kalef ne'edim of miras v'chosan. Everything was done correctly. Achar iniach lasid dovagol hevel ba'alma. Afterwards, she did the rav allowed something stupid to happen. Shagama kalom nosna lechosan tabat omarayin, etc. Granted that what the Rav did wasn't correct, also it's God, it was wrong what he did. He presided over a proper kiddushin. The other tshuva hosted a reformer rabbi. The other tshuva talked about a reform rabbi. For him, the giving over of the ring from the kala to the chosan is a tzorech, it's part of the Maaseh Kiddushin. Ari shapir mechiach she'ein oisei kiddushi Torah elishu t'nisinas kabois ba'alma. You see clearly that he's presiding not over Kiddushin, but over a man and woman exchanging rings, al shenas to ish risha, because we are now married to one another, and the shame av of chiba, aveloi hoyashum maisa la kiddushin, but there was no Maaseh Kiddushin. What comes out from this, and I'll end with this, is that context makes such a difference. You can have the same, this is a riddle, you can have the same man and woman doing the same thing, exchanging rings, him saying to her and she saying to him, the difference being the context. What context was it in? Was it in the context of the Orthodox context, of the Orthodox Rav? And yes, he shouldn't have allowed it to happen, but generally speaking, the Rav is a Shema Torah mitzvah. He did something wrong to allow this, but that's fine. That would still be a kosher Kiddushin. As opposed to when it's done in a reform setting, where they're actually that has no toikef, no power at all, and that would be an invalid kiddushin and wouldn't even be matrich again. So to summarize what we've said, besides the Shema this morning, number one, we've explained that for chosim and kala in an orthodox setting to exchange rings is osa. It's osa for him to give a ring to her, for him, her to give a ring to him. If it happens, it'll be a kosher kiddushin. Secondly, we've explained civil marriages with chatchila with matrich again, but b'di'eved do not need again. Mokim igum. Thirdly, a reform wedding where the reform rabbi do not need a guest as a Moshe. There's no status to the Kiddushin. It's got no tokef at all. And says the Moshe, this is very different to where the first case, where it happened in an Orthodox setting, because the context makes all the difference. Whether it's in the Orthodox setting where he's giving the ring to her, which is the Maisei Kiddushin, what she does after the Divrei Hevel Ushlus, as opposed to reform setting where actually they're not doing any Maisei Kiddushin. They're just exchanging gifts one another. So it's definitely food for thought. Very interesting tributes from Moshe, which everyone, you're welcome to see, look inside and see them all. But as I said before, they're in four places. And I'm not going to go into whether a man can wear a ring or not. That's a whole different child, but Moshe does address them. One of the tributes there. Have a look there. But shkoyach to everyone for listening. Everyone have a wonderful day, and the Mitzvah Shem will be there to share Torah together again. Hatzlacha Rabba, and Kol Tov to everyone.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.